Good morning, campers. Welcome back to the Cut the Camera podcast. It's one of your hosts, Nicholas Sterniolo.
Matthew.
Wow, that was a quick
interrupt. Yeah, literally just like right after me.
And I'm Chris, guys.
He's Chris.
That's Chris over there, just in case you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, today me and Chris, we're jumping right into it.
It's the most wonderful.
This is Celtics game on.
It's not the winter yet.
It says it on his cup, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, the Celtics are down by 1 point going into halftime.
No one cares.
I will predict the future.
No one cares. Do you guys
care?
Gonna
lose.
I really care.
They're going to win by 8.
You just said they're going to lose.
Nope, they're going to win by 8.
Guys, we have some fall leaves up for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Get off your phone.
Pulling up our podcast brief, idiot. Right.
Like, who are you?
Amateur podcaster.
Okay.
Something about our podcast just feels so different than everything else.
I'm so happy I get to spend the next hour of my life just talking to you guys.
Oh. You want to know what's crazy about this room?
What?
It really just brings out the sneezies.
It does, dude. I think it's the bright lights.
I know we should dust in here.
Yeah, because we're only in here to record. No one ever sits up here.
No, I do sometimes.
I think we should start like eating dinner up here.
That's insane.
Like everyone to the
dinner
podcast,
in this really? Lighting, I couldn't eat.
That made me sick.
Yeah, you don't have to put the big bright studio ones on. You just put
the dill pickle up there and we're eating dinner.
Shut up, Matt. You're not funny.
All right, Nick.
Anyways, we're jumping right into it. Me, Matt, and Chris have talked in our joking, funny car videos about time travel before, but we've just like theorized and joked. It's like, wait, there's nothing serious going on. You know what I mean? But today we're diving into the serious portion of time travel conversation.
What are you laughing at?
No, I just think of our old videos, like the car videos where we were filming.
The corny ones?
No, the good ones, Matt.
I'll say this and I'll die on this hill. Car videos are not corny. It's when you think about it too much, they become corny. Like, they're not corny when they come out. Give it like 5 months and then it's like, oh, I'm kind
of
like
just, you know, there's always time for new jokes.
I like that. There's always time for new jokes, Chris. Anyway, Nick,
why keep a joke we made in the beginning? I get like reminiscing on it, like, oh my God, that was actually hilarious. But then if it's like too funny and it's like
the Colby Jack.
Like, how many Yo Mama jokes can you say in a row till it's not funny anymore?
Three.
Five for
three.
Me.
Three.
Like, five's probably like five.
Five's pushing it.
Anyway, look at our leaves, guys.
Yeah, we already talked about the leaves.
Yes, so festive.
I didn't buy enough leaves for myself, so I have like
a little bushel.
A really sad little like.
He has a couple
of leaves coming over me. But don't you guys worry, fake snow soon, probably.
Anyway, we always discuss time travel in an unserious manner, but today.
Do you have to just repeat me? Is that what you're doing right now? The leaves, the intro, exactly what I said word for word twice in a row, back to back. Like, he has to be the one to say it.
One of my favorite things that I've been doing lately when someone just blah, 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 you go.
That's not like my thought is Chris. Nick. Literally, I intro'd the episode. I said something about the leaves on the wall, and then I said, "Oh, we joke about it in our car videos." Like, now we're gonna actually seriously talk about time travel. Both of which he repeated however he wanted to.
I can't do it because I keep laughing.
You look like a
all right, Nick.
Kid.
Go ahead.
You are a little kid.
No, I'll let Chris go.
Guys, we each got a haircut as well.
Yeah, Chris, can you talk?
All right, basically, we're gonna jump right into it starting now. Time travel. Here we go. Fun fact, my
wait, sounds like the little Einsteins.
Here we go.
What was that from?
I forget. I just quoted something.
Disney? Here we go.
It's like the Disney castle thing.
Fuck. What was I gonna say? Fun fact, my favorite movie ever, Back to the Future.
That's a really good movie. It's up there in my favorites as well.
Yeah, because we're talking
and it's
about
all about time travel.
Dude,
and out of time and traveling.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
You know,
Back to the Future. Like, oh, whoever came up with that title needs a raise. Bad. Pat on the back for that one.
That was all that one's.
Back to the Future.
They're going back in time to the future.
I'm going back to the future. They've already been there.
They're not going back. They're going back to like where you once were. So it's like when you're going back to the future, you're visiting the future again.
No, it's because he goes to the past.
It's just
but then he has to get back
to the future.
To the future.
Whoa.
See, I thought of it.
It's Matt, what's it called?
It's subjective.
It's subjective. Yes.
Okay.
You can really just figure it out on your own.
Wow,
you know?
I'm really gonna be sneezing it up today.
Oh, we have tissue. We should fill up the napkin holder with tissues.
Oh,
great idea.
God.
Right?
Innovative at its finest.
Yes, correct. Oh, bless you. Another big sneeze from Matt. We should rate the sneezes from that one.
I think we're good forever.
All right. Well, anyway, let's jump right into it. Welcome to the episode.
And we're going to talk about time travel, alternate reality.
Hey, no, just get to the point.
If only,
it's all really possible.
Is that a microwave?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is.
What are your thoughts on time travel, Matt? Let's hear it.
I think it's fake.
Really?
Thank you for watching the podcast.
Do you really think it can just be called, like, you really just don't believe that it's possible at all?
No.
What is beeping?
I don't know. Is it me? I don't think it's anything I got.
I don't think it is either.
Memo, something's beeping in here. I don't know if you know. It's not in there. Okay. Do you have like a timer downstairs or something? Is it the microwave? It actually might be the microwave.
Go take a little stroll, Nick.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, Nick, just go like take a quick glance just to figure out what it is.
You see, I think that it could be possible.
Yeah.
I'm just a huge evidence guy.
Mm.
So if there's not much evidence, then I can't really like.
I don't hear the beeping.
I don't either.
I think it stopped.
I think it stopped.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, we're back. Sorry for the
that was so weird
intermission.
It's in my head though. Like I still hear
I know.
It.
Yeah. Anyways, so Matt just deemed it fake. I think
no. He said he needs evidence.
I think it's a massive possibility.
I think that
okay, I agree.
I think that I'm a believer, but I think today's podcast by the end, if I get a little bit of stories told and hear the right things.
Actually, now that I think about it, there's no way time travel is real.
No way.
Like, you're telling me you could jump to the future and, like, I'll be there?
No, I'm right here. I'm in this time.
What, am I going to go see my past self?
Like, okay, well, let's get started. What are your...
Like, your past self is dying every second. Like, there's no way that there's, like...
Wow.
That is happening. Because there
if one of us were to secretly be a time traveler, which one of us would it be?
Probably... I think it's me. I hate to like take that self title, you know, like
back oh, it up, me. Back it up.
Remember when I used to always say like time will tell and shit? Like,
oh my God, like, actually.
Like, tell me it's not me.
Actually, we would get in arguments and Chris would call me and Matt lazy or like he'd say like we're making poor decisions and we'd be like, what are you talking about? And he'd just look at us and like wiggle his finger and go, time will tell. Or he'd say,
just you wait. It will all reflect.
Yes, it will all
that's
reflect.
That's my favorite. It will all reflect.
It will all You're reflect. Sick.
It will all unfold. I'm now thinking of
it. Well, because it's true. Like, everything reflected, did it not?
It did.
We learned a lot from
yes.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You're sick in the head.
Oh, my God. I actually fully agree with you now. That you're
thank you.
And Chris is like, we'd be doing something, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to, like, whatever. Like, I'm going to go do this. And Chris would be like, don't do it. Time will tell.
Time will tell. It will all reflect.
Oh, I feel like it's just a big way of life. Like, everything you do is literally a step closer to the future. And what you do in a precise moment matters so much more than you think it does.
I know.
And I think time will always tell.
Oh my God.
It'll all reflect. I literally live by that, Nick. Literally live.
It'll all reflect.
Yes.
Like, you are a major reflect guy.
Like, how you feel right now. Like, say you were feeling like.
Or what you do right now will reflect on the future.
It will always reflect. It really will.
I don't know what is being reflected, but it will always reflect.
It will always reflect.
It always will.
I think it would be me for sure.
Absolutely.
I agree. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Get into the topic. Let's go.
That is the topic, idiot.
All right,
Matt, would you rather time travel to the future or to the past?
Or better, even better, we don't have to say future or past. If you could time travel right now, what are you doing in this moment?
See, there's a lot of things in the past that I don't want to relive. But there's a lot of things in the past that I miss.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck in between a rock and a hard place right now of where I want to be.
Mm.
You know?
You? Same question.
I'd probably go to Prime Fortnite. Just saying.
We're in Prime Fortnite.
I know it's back right now and it kind of feels weird, but like I would go to OG Prime Fortnite just because I miss high school a little bit. I actually do.
Wow.
That makes one of us.
One of us.
Just a little bit. And I don't miss like actual school. I just miss if I took the knowledge and like if I knew where I'd be at right now and I just went back like boom, I'd be like, whoa, like. I feel like I'd appreciate
if I
more,
if I went back
bit.
In time and I went to high school with the knowledge that I have today.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well, because I always say that like my least favorite thing ever probably would be to be in the past. If I'm being honest, because I always say something I live by is everything happens for a reason. And genuinely, like I believe that no matter how bad things are for you or how good things are for you, it'll all reflect,
yes,
so to speak. Like, it'll all, everything negative or positive will have an outcome eventually that's like meant to happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to go to the past and like fuck something up. You know what I mean? I'd say like I'd go to the past to just relive a good memory like that. Like I still remember.
Yeah, I think
like our 19th birthday, one of the best days ever.
Yeah, I agree.
That was
really I'd love to go relive that. But it's also like I don't need to go infringe on the fun that I already had. And
Yes, I agree.
If you go to the past, you're just re-experiencing something that you already have deep down.
Yeah.
The only time I wish I could go to the past is when I came. Like, you know how like sometimes when you're in the shower and you're thinking about an argument and you think about like the what comeback, you what you would have said.
Yes.
I would go back in time with a lot of what I would have said.
So guys, there's a lot of times.
Absolutely unleash in arguments.
Can I tell you, like,
absolutely.
There's a lot of times where not even like in arguments, but like I've been in like disagreements with people and like I look back on it and I wish that I made it like a physical altercation.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm like, I should just punch that bitch in the face.
Well, you're insane.
Not like a girl. I'd never hit a girl.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I've just seen just way too, like...
What you said the other night? Do you want to talk about it or not?
What? We can't.
Okay.
Can we?
No.
No, we can't.
Okay.
No, we can't. Guys, I almost got in a fight with somebody at a concert.
It was pretty funny.
Staple in that. We'll talk about it later.
Pause.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, like, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I wish I hit that guy.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
He was just a little too comfortable.
Way too comfortable.
Yeah. Time is not linear like we typically perceive it. Do you know
what?
I don't know, I'm just reading what's written down here. Time is more like a circle rather than a straight line. It goes like this.
Yeah.
Rather than being.
But who's saying this though? Like, where are we getting this information?
Everything happens everywhere all at once. That is so true, bro. Like, I always like time zones and shit and like how big the world is always throws me off. But like, we're actually all doing shit right now and it's. It is the same.
Because do you guys ever think, right?
I thought it was this.
Do you guys ever
shut up?
Do you want to know what's crazy?
Go.
One person could be like, say, way back when, right? They could have invented the light bulb, so to speak, and be like, oh my God, that was fucking light. Like, I know the problem. I know the solution to the issue of darkness right now, right? Okay. Two people could have done that at like the exact same time. It's like, I always think like, how do we find out the original source? Like, who was the first? Do we really believe he was the first? Like, whoever he is or she is. Like, when, like, the
I don't
first
know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, whenever the first of something happens, I'm like, are we sure?
I agree, kind of.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Are we sure you're the first motherfucker to do this?
I agree.
Like, come on.
Okay.
Do you know how, like in Egypt, so much was happening in Egypt back
then? You want to know what blows my mind, right? It's like, how much, this is going to sound crazy and it's kind of like off topic, but I have to say it because I'm just laughing.
Go
ahead.
If you added up like all like body cam footage on police officers or like security cam footage and like all this stuff, it doesn't really do time travel. I just have to
okay, I'm just waiting for you to get there, dude. I'm just really confused.
Yeah, me too.
How much like things do you think we have recorded that just like is going to get deleted? Like has no
purpose. A lot.
Like, dude, it's mind blowing.
Like, dude, imagine who's like all that video of just like a street, like, and it's just like monitoring traffic. Say there's a safe day.
That's true.
Yeah, that, just like, yeah. Say there's like a safe day and nothing happens. All that footage gone.
No, because now that I'm thinking about it.
I just
it,
think, like, how much footage do we have?
Now that I'm thinking about
that's
it.
That's hard,
now that I'm thinking about it, because you said it, is like, there's so many people doing so many things. It's like, I'm surprised, like, crime is not committed more often.
Well, know what I think,
like, how do we
start?
Manage to deal with all these people?
You want to know what I think?
Like, gotten away with.
You want to know what I think is going to actually,
you like, wouldn't know.
Actually, I'm going to predict the future, right?
What happened?
Nothing.
You're interrupting two people.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Have the conversation.
No, go.
It's over.
Yeah, we're done. We were just ignoring
we're
you.
You
were yapping over there.
Guys. Japanese over here. Go ahead.
You want to know what I genuinely think is going to happen? This is a real, like, I want to patent this moment right now as like, okay. This is my stamp of like, when this happens, everyone take this clip and be like, guys, 30 years ago, Chris.
Oh my God.
This is okay. Oh I God. Think what they're going to start doing is, what are you laughing at, Nick?
Just like what you're saying.
Matt, what is he laughing at?
I'm laughing.
Why are you asking Matt?
Yeah, I don't know what he's laughing
go ahead,
at.
Talk.
I'm laughing because the 30 years, because I thought
no,
it was going
to
be
like. No,
because
this is real. Like 30 years, I honest to God see this happen.
All right, spit it out. Let's go. Life.
I think what we're going to do is in the most popular areas of like the world, we're going to start having like real like
live streamed like things of it so that you can just check what's going on in real time in the area. Like, I think in Times Square, New York, whatever, they're going to put a big ass camera up and not like the news. Like, that's all delayed and there's reporters and stuff. I'm talking, no, none of that shit.
Like,
there's
a live stream.
There's no host. There's no host of this.
It's just a live stream.
It's just a video of like what is happening right now in Times Square. See, it's just a big camera watching over. And then you could just go and watch, literally watch Times Square for a day. And like the real life shit that's happening is happening.
So it's just,
and
a,
see, like, I always said that for like hotels and shit. Like, there should be a, No. Say you're in a hotel, right? What's worse at a hotel when you want to go down to the pool, but there's already a bunch of like hooligans and teenagers in the pool and you're like, oh my God, like I don't want to be awkward and join like this couple in the hot tub or like this family in the pool. It's the worst, right? Okay. So I think what we're going to do is there should be a camera in the hotel pool. And it's like,
What? You're using this in a really wrong environment.
No, I'm not. I understand what you're saying.
The pool isn't the best place to say it. It's a bad example.
It's more like, how bad? Hey, let's shift over to the lobby. Fine, there's a restaurant in the lobby.
He's taking this out of my book, fair?
Yeah, I've said this
a million times.
No, I'm saying, yes, you are. Just Disney, you're at Disney and you want to go on a line for a ride. But then there's like a big camera and you can be like, oh, let me go check how long the ride is, like the line is for like Avatar or whatever. And you go and you can look and literally pull up the live stream and be like, oh my God,
Chris, there's literally, listen.
Like, I think that this is going to be so functional.
You have to let other people talk.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
The Disney thing exists. Tells you the wait times on the app.
It's not a camera, though.
It's what an app.
Disney, once again,
you've been struggling to make the same point because you're using terrible examples.
Nick, make the
point. What I'm saying is, like, if there was, like, a pizza place down the street, you're like, oh, me and my friends want to go eat pizza, but I don't want to eat pizza if the restaurant's filled. Like, be like, oh, should we get it to go or should we go eat? It's like, if you could go onto your phone and see that the pizza place is booming, you can just be like,
hey,
oh, I don't
actually, I take it back. Not going to happen in 30 years.
Okay.
It just seems too unsafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because say the local Pizza Joe is open and there's only one guy there and he gets like a big customer, orders like 50 pizzas. He pays all in cash, right? That's like $500, right? Like $20 per pizza per se. So now,
what are you talking about?
Say this big customer just paid cash.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Pizza Joe counts all his money, puts it in his drawer, and then he goes back to flip like the pizza.
Do you flip pizza?
No. Say he goes back to like sauce out the pizza and he leaves the register open. Someone can check the live stream and be like, oh my God, Pizza Joe just put $500 cash in there and I'm going to go steal it.
Yeah, I knew it was never going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. That, I think about it, it's too unsafe now.
Yeah.
But especially I don't know. Definitely. It could help us catch a lot of thieves, though, and criminals.
There's already cameras doing that.
If someone was always watching.
Stop looking like
I don't know. It just seems very.
Get to the next topic,
It
please.
Seems very, 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 like, I don't know. I'd watch myself.
Okay, we live in the third dimension, but there are multiple dimensions coexisting. Is there proof of this?
I don't know.
Is there
Earth is 3D space.
Height, width, length. 4D, 5D.
Time is one dimensional.
Time is one thing.
It's one direction. Back and forth.
Yes.
Baby, you light up.
No, but it's...
How would we time travel?
How would we?
There are theoretical loops in space-time that would allow for time travel. Shortcuts through the fourth dimension. And you can't travel without a road to travel on. You need like a time road.
That is so insane.
What are you talking about? No, I feel like the DeLorean in Back to the Future, like being the time machine, makes so much sense to me. It just makes perfect sense that that's how we would try and travel. You have to hit 88 miles per hour. You have to put in the date you want to go to and you use the big
plutonium
to just like boom and then you're there. And you have to just go fast as fuck.
I feel like whatever time travel is, it wouldn't happen without plutonium.
I agree.
Unless you got the goods, like you know what you're doing.
I agree. I feel like you need something crazy.
Either plutonium or you have to be like dipped in a vast of plutonium.
Something
and
wild.
You come out with like a magical watch.
Yeah, something crazy.
You guys are crazy.
No, but for real, like the Back to the Future movie is how I would have like deemed time travel. I'd be like, oh my God, makes so much sense. Like drive really fast in a car, put your little date and then have like a rocket booster of just sends you to time. Like, and then you're there.
Yeah.
And then like the way like the car comes back in like
a minute later with the dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah. Einstein.
Oh, it's awesome. It's such a great scene. It really is. It is.
Wormholes, hypothetical tunnels that connect through space and time, connecting two different points of the universe or two different universes. Theoretically, if you could travel through a wormhole to a part of the universe where time is moving slower, you could come back to our universe and be in the future.
Oh my God.
Because think about it. What if time moves slower somewhere else? So you go there and like, oh, you take forever. In The 100, they do that really well.
Yeah,
the TV show. There's like a different place that these people go and then they come back and they're like fucking, like someone's like 60 and they were like their mom.
Cryosleep.
Who was it? Cryosleep. We think we're gonna.
I think cryosleep is so real.
If you could cryosleep, right? It's like go to bed, wake up in 30 years. Would you do it?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Absolutely not. Right?
Absolutely not.
I do it if I'm like about to die.
Correct.
If I'm like 90, I'm like this. And they're like, oh, cryosleep for 30 years. That you wake up. I just want to cryosleep for like 100 years. Actually, see what's going on, and then I'll be good.
I don't even want to see what's going on. I want to see if they can somehow make my life longer.
Mm. I feel like I'm good where I'm at right now. With
Mob Tatsamo is good where I'm at. Who is it?
Drake.
I feel like I'm good. Ross. I feel like I'm good where I'm at right now, where it's like I don't want to see what's going on in 150 years. Like with like too much electronics, too much underlying.
Okay, grandpa.
I don't know. I'm not going to like all that shit. So like I'm good to go out when I go out.
I fully agree.
Like whenever.
I agree. I do agree.
Like, I don't want to be here when, like, there's the whole fucking kids are going to school with their fucking VR headsets. Like, I'm good.
Oh!
It's too much.
I fully believe in cryosleep, though. It's going to happen.
Black holes.
Because if you could just freeze, like...
Oh, my God. Have you guys heard the conspiracy theory about Walt Disney?
Yes.
That motherfucker.
Have you?
Disney. No.
Matt.
Are we going to get canceled for this?
Oh, cancel me all you want.
Walt Disney's... dead. How is he gonna cancel me? Literally not here.
I don't know.
The Disneylanders.
I'm good.
The cast members are gonna come raid our
Oh, that's what they're called. I'm thinking of Skylanders.
Disneylanders. No, but have you heard the theory that like they named Disney Frozen because Walt Disney's apparently frozen under Pirates of the Caribbean ride and people believe that.
So they
named the movie Frozen. So if you search up Disney Frozen or Walt Disney's Frozen, it pulls up the movie as opposed to his being frozen.
You want to know what I think?
Mm.
I think that if you make like a joke out of something serious and then it becomes like a big train of like, oh yeah, haha, whatever, then like that's how people actually hide conspiracy theories. Like, cause like, bro,
I have no actual clue what you just fucking
said.
Cause
like, bro, like say Frozen came out, right? Then Walt Disney himself was like, bro, I need a cover up. Like, cause like I'm frozen under here. Like y'all got to do something, whatever. What? So say people start going around. They're like, oh, have you heard the big conspiracy theory? Like, oh, Walt Disney, whatever. No one actually believes it. And that's the whole thing. Like, it's such a red herring, like of like,
in order to make a conspiracy theory, like in order for something to like happen, you need to create like a conspiracy theory that it could be happening.
Yeah.
So that way people kind of don't.
Cause then it's like
it.
A joke. You know what I mean?
Because
then if like the second there's a conspiracy thing around something, then it's like, come on, it's all hullabaloo, bro. It's baloney.
Hullabaloo.
That's how I'm feeling about it. Like, it's just like a joke. Like, no one actually believes that shit.
Black holes.
Yeah.
The point of no return. Oh, a place in our universe where gravity is so strong that not even light can escape.
How does light not escape gravity?
Can't move fast enough. The gravity around a black hole is so powerful that it pulls everything in, including light. Not even the fastest thing in the universe, light, can outrun the black hole's gravity.
How close are we to a black hole?
Like, I think we're good.
Is this a concern I should have?
No.
I feel like if we get sucked into a black hole, I just know.
Right?
Like, someone says, feel it, right?
Someone says, what happens when something enters the black hole?
Yeah.
Some scientists believe that black holes can be gateways to other parts of the universe or even other dimensions of time. Are you willing to check it out?
I'm straight.
I feel like you just combust and crush.
I agree.
Imagine going through a fucking wormhole or like a black hole, like where time just seems all weird. Everything's bright and like crazy. And then you're like, and then you just land somewhere like in a pile of bushes, I imagine, like leaves all around you. That's how I envision it.
You want to know what?
You just plummet onto a planet, boom, and you land. And then you get out of these leaves and you look up. And then there's just an alternate life where like everything seems so normal. And then you're standing out like you're an alien figure in this place.
You want to know what?
Like, imagine you just walk into like a city and there's like
people with antennas, different colors, like they're purple and like eight eyes. And they're like, oh, what's up? And then you're just like the weirdo because you look different.
You want to know what I think? I think if time travel was real, you can't time travel to another part that you exist on. Like if I were to time travel, I'd have to time travel further back than like 2002 or 2003. You know what I mean?
Like you can't go to where you already born.
Yeah.
What if you witness your own birth in time travel?
I don't see that's
that like we should that. Figure out if that can happen. None of this can happen. Like, dude, and how are we going to figure it out?
Obviously, we're not going to figure out.
Like, dude, imagine if like Marty McFly got in the time machine and the whole enough of him. And then he witnessed his own birth.
How crazy would that be?
That's insane.
What's next, Nick?
That's like a guardian angel or something. I don't know. Mystery? Mysterious claims of time travel.
Oh, this is what I'm excited for.
Rudolph Fentz.
I love Rudolph.
In 1951, a man named Rudolph was hit by a car in New York City while dressed in 19th century 1800s clothing. When the police investigated, they found out he had no identification, no fingerprints, no money or possessions, and some people believe that he was a time traveler who had accidentally traveled to the wrong time.
Oh my God.
No supporting evidence on this claim. No record of anyone named Rudolph living in New York in the 19th century. How'd they get his name?
They asked him.
He got hit by a car.
Chris, he didn't die.
He's alive?
Oh my God.
Not anymore.
Ask more questions then.
In 1951, a man named Rudolph.
You can get hit by a car and live. You know
that, right? In 1951, anything can get like confused and shit.
See, like, we need, but like the no further, nowadays. I kind of, that I'm sticking with, dude. There's no further evidence declining it or approving. I don't know.
Dude, I feel like I witness a lot of time travelers throughout my days. We literally have a time traveler that lives in the same neighborhood as us.
Like, dude, it's just weird to me. Like, a lot of these people are just...
See, what if I just dressed up like I'm in the 1900s?
They'd find you. They'd just scan your fingerprint and be like, oh, it's the triplet.
I'm going to burn them all off.
Oh my God. Isn't that a crazy? Isn't that crazy?
Them on fire.
Isn't that crazy? Because you'd think that that'd be effective, but then you'd just be fingerprintless. Yeah. Like even if you burned your fingerprints off, that'd create a new fingerprint.
Yeah. Like they'd be like, oh, it's the no fingerprint guy.
Or if you have fingerprints, be like,
oh, it's crazy that everybody in the world's fingerprints are different.
And mine completely. And yours. Every single finger is a completely different fingerprint.
Like, I don't believe that. I really don't know if I believe that at all.
I remember one day in third grade, or no, fourth grade, we were doing like this.
Because there's like no way that like somebody else doesn't have, like these two are the exact same.
They're not.
For sure.
Can I tell you guys a funny story?
Yes.
In fourth grade, we did this experiment in school. I don't know if you guys have done it before, but it was like you take a pencil and you draw on your fingerprint like this and you stick it to like a piece of paper like that or like tape. And then your fingerprint is on the thing. Yeah. And it was just like a little like lesson, like learning how to do like fingerprints and stuff in fourth grade. I remember it vividly.
Why do we need to know this?
I don't know. I vividly remember this.
I remember it too, kidding. Which is why I'm
you put confused. Your fingerprint down and then like the whole point of the thing was like, oh, like go through the classroom and like get everyone's fingerprint. And I think it was like teaching everyone that like everyone's fingerprint is different, whatnot, whatever. And there was this girl that I hated at our school. Like I literally despised this girl in fourth grade. She was so annoying. She was like this foreign exchange student girl. And she was like really rude to me, like just disrespectful.
I remember this. She bit Chris.
Yes. I hated her. Like she hated me so much. And I had no idea why. Like I remember bother this. Her. And so she asked me, she's like, oh, you're the only fingerprint I don't have left. And I need it to like complete the
completion of the class.
Like, I have everyone else's. I need to get yours. Nope. No thanks.
You're tough.
And I walked away. I'm like, I'm not giving this idiot my fingerprint. I hate her. Smacked me in the face. Swear to God. I had to tell my teacher, I go, this dummy just literally slapped me across the mouth. She goes, can I have your fingerprint? I go, nope. She goes, boom, and fucking knocks my face like this. Like, boom. And I literally got smacked in the fucking face by this girl. And I obviously didn't hit her back. I'm more grown than her. I'm like, bro, you're an idiot.
I remember the same girl.
And I told my teacher, I go, she just smacked me in the face.
I remember the same girl did track and field and was doing the
fucking
hurdles.
Fucking idiot. I hated that.
She fell over the hurdle like face planted.
I love that. Good karma. I remember her biting Chris.
It would be like a whole thing.
It's just, I don't get like even in fourth grade, I knew this girl was immature and there's weird.
Yeah, you're biting.
Literally smacked me in the face because I like declined my fingerprint. I go, nah, I'm good. I'm not giving you that. Smacked me in the face. Literally,
I think we were doing like a little crime game.
I was so mad.
I think it was like bingo, but like with fingerprints.
I don't know. Dude. I hated that idiot.
I remember that too, which is so weird. Like, why were we doing that?
Weird as hell.
Anyway, Nick.
All right, next one.
I want to hear more things about the time traveler scenarios. I also want to watch videos on this app.
I agree. I was thinking of that. I just want to like sit down and
people on TikTok are claiming
wrong. Right there, before you even read it out loud, I just want to say everything you see on TikTok about
people on TikTok claiming to be time travelers who have accurately predicted events. So this guy like doesn't have a face on his account, but like was posting like, oh, it's gonna be like the hottest summer of the year. There's gonna be like this
good bet climate change
in like February or something.
Good bet.
Yeah. Boring. You're an idiot. You're fucking.
I just think like the world is too predictable at this point.
I agree.
No, it's like you can't time travel. You can't say you're a time traveler and then be like, oh, like you're going to have a birthday.
I just hate when people like people think they're tough and shit and they're just explaining things that are like evidently going to happen.
We're going to wrap up a podcast today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what am I, the next big thing? Because I can like predict the future. No,
or like the leaves are falling off the trees. Guess. Like, there'll be
it doesn't take a lot to make a couple educated guesses.
I gotcha.
And have them be accurate.
Literally. I'll say, okay, guys, there's going to be assault and battery tonight in New York City, and there's going to be a fire in a home somewhere in the U.S.
Oh, both could possibly happen.
Both are going to happen tonight. Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's a shame about the poor person in New York.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's sad.
Like, I just predicted the future. No, give me something hardcore. If you told me the fucking score of every NBA game this week, I'd be like, okay, now you're talking for sure. If you told me the Clippers are going to beat the Celtics,
you're still not doing enough.
If you guys could time travel, would you let people catch on and be like, oh, like I bet you, like
fuck no, no one's finding out. And the second they do, I'm time zapping back, and then I'm going to go back and then wipe their memory with my like card thing. And then,
yeah, like you're not going to be like, oh, I bet you the Celtics will win by this amount of points tonight, because then it's like you can't have people lead.
I might make a couple sports bets. 100%,
I would. Guaranteed. Sure.
So you're contradicting yourself. I'm sorry.
No, I thought you were saying like, would you let some friends get in on like your secrets?
No, what I'm saying is like, you would actively.
Would you use it to your advantage?
You would actively let people like be able to get onto the fact that you're a time traveler if you like sports bet too much. People be like, oh, this guy can time travel.
Well, no, you gotta get a couple wrong every now and then.
Sports is different because then you could just say you're really like you're a sports analyst, like you really examine what's going on and stuff, and like, oh, I got it figured out. Like,
no one could predict accurately what the end of a game score will be.
I did today. You'll see. Celtics are gonna win by 8 today,
but not by like that predictable.
You definitely could.
Not to that level of like, not to that level of extremity, but extremity.
Level of extremity.
Sounded crazy to me.
Dude, one that blows my mind is like people that like just act like imagine if you're with someone one day and they just start like freaking out because they sense like danger or something. Like they
impending doom.
No, not
impending.
No.
Do you know what that
just
is?
Someone that thinks that they like can tell the future. Like I've seen this TikTok of this, like it's like an old movie or something, I think. And all these people are on a plane. And the guy's like, oh my God, like the plane's gonna crash. Like, trust me, everyone get off. And they're like, dude, you're like literally a threat right now.
Final
like,
Destination like, movies.
Like, I don't know, like you're being weird. And he's like, no, watch. Your tray table's broken. The flight attendant's about to fall and he wants a Pepsi or some shit. And then like all three of the things happen. And then—
Were you on the plane?
Shut the fuck up. But then the guy supposed to put his tray table down, it like falls open and the flight attendant trips. And like,
and this is a movie.
Yes. And then he's like, oh my God, see, like we gotta go.
Like, what would you do if you were in, like
getting off that plane?
Guys, do you guys?
I don't think you are. I think
100%.
I would be like, this guy's a weirdo.
I'm getting off the plane immediately. You're crazy if you don't think.
Guys, what about the evidence happens? Once the three things
happen,
I'm out of there. But
if that's not happening and he's just saying shit, I'll be like,
do you guys ever feel like impending doom?
No.
Like, just everything's going to go wrong?
I did last night. I had like 10 bags of Takis and I was like, wow.
No, I went to throw something away yesterday and I was concerned for someone. I was like, oh my God, the amount of Takis.
I always feel like
mine are in my own room. Those aren't even my trash.
That's not me. I feel like I genuinely like sometimes it's not impending doom, but I always feel like I got to be doing something else that I'm not doing in that moment.
Whoa, that's kind of weird. What do you mean by that?
Explain
like,
it.
Like I'll be sitting down playing Fortnite. And I'm like, I should probably do laundry. And then I get up
Do you guys ever do those things where it's like, I need to take three steps in every single sidewalk panel or everyone's going to perish terribly?
But then I was like, oh, I need to get up and do laundry. And then I start doing that. And I'm like, oh, I should probably go in my room and like do this. And then I'm like, I go and do that. And then I'm just like, oh, I should probably be doing that. And like every single time I'm on to something next, I think in my head what I should be doing instead.
Nah, do you ever just like be sitting there and then be like, I need to shake my wrist real bad and then go like that? That's weird. Or I need to stand up and like jump and like you just.
No, I was telling you guys about this the other day where I was.
I
like,
get that.
Whenever I like think of scenarios, like I act it out a little bit in my head.
Yeah, you were telling.
And then what, I like actually I physically do it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Like the other day, I was telling Matt. I was like thinking of like I really wanted this like food. I think.
No, you were gonna. You said you were gonna meet someone.
Oh yeah, I was like talking about like meeting. It was like a plan we have in the future.
It's a plan you have. I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it out loud. But Chris is...
I'm going to this event thingy, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go to this event, meet this person, blah, 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 whatever.
And he was
and like... I was like thinking about it in my head, like how I... like how I'm just going to like have fun and go to this event thing. And I like move my whole body like just like pretending to like meet this person like that. Like and then I was telling Matt, I was like... the other day, I was thinking about like ordering food and like what I would say. And then I like actually like acted out a little bit. Like in... like real life, like I'd be like, oh, like I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to explain. I sound crazy, but it's just like
kids, like
I like whenever I practicing have something to beforehand. Do, if I think about what I'm gonna do too much, I like do it like in real time by accident. No,
I just heard a loud noise.
Too. That was weird. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
Like if you're like, oh, I'm gonna eat food tonight, and then you go like this.
Yes, like yeah, but like way less severe. It's mostly just facial expressions.
Like, if that you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to this event. I'm going to be listening to a guy. I'm going to be like, hi.
Yes. Something like that. Yes. That was actually good. That was actually good. Like, where it's like, yes, that was good.
That's really bizarre.
No, it's not.
It is. Conspiracy theories, time travel, and the military. Topic 4. The invisible ship - the Philadelphia Project. An alleged military experiment from 1943 where the USS Eldridge became invisible using electromagnetic fields. Some say the experiment went
haywire.
I don't know. Causing the ship and its crew to vanish. They supposedly reappeared in Virginia before returning to Philadelphia.
I don't know.
What does that mean? The story of the experiment was brought to light in 1955 by an anonymous letter written by a man who claimed to have witnessed the experiment firsthand. He described it in vivid detail. However, there is no evidence to support these claims. The Navy has denied the experiment and there are no records. The fake moon landing - the Montauk Project, a book series by Preston Nicholas, claims that the Montauk?
I don't know how to say it.
Project was a continuation of the Philadelphia experiment. The project developed techniques for mind control, teleportation, and time travel, and tactics used to stage Apollo moon landings. He claims the moon landing was actually filmed in a studio at New York.
I believe it.
That I believe. You're telling me there's that perfect lighting on the moon?
I genuinely believe in what's it called? Like what the fuck is it? In mind control. Like, I think that
not mind control, but mind reading.
No, I think that there's ways that people control people, like, in the mind, definitely.
Well, that's exactly what mind control means, and you just said you believed in it. So I'm not really that shocked at your...
Shut the fuck up. But I'm basically saying, like, even, like, the world nowadays is, like, actually just mind control, and we just don't even know it.
I want to say something, but I want to say something, but it's going to get cut out, so I'm not going to.
Just go for it.
Why do you even say shit like that?
Because I can't.
Just go for it.
I think, like, the news and, like, the TV...
It's happened to me before.
Mind control?
Mm-hmm. It's happened to me before. That's all I'm going to say. My mind's been controlled.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think like news outlets and everyone being in the internet scrolling on your phones and the news, and then everyone's like
is it mind control or is it just perspective?
It's not perspective. Everyone,
my thought is no one's genuinely controlling your mind, but it's like if I randomly were to be like, oh, I want all the electronics away from me, I'm gonna drive like fucking 30 miles in the opposite direction and I'm going to fucking park in a parking lot and sit there for 3 days and not eat. After that experience, I might have a brand new perspective on things. You know what I mean? But that's not really mind control. I don't know.
I think it's like subtle mind
control. I don't know.
But I don't think that there's like actual like mind control. I think it's just like persuasive.
I think that people that like direct movies and come up with like big movie ideas have conversations like this, fucking around with friends. And this is how a lot of things come to light. Cause I could make like 7 movies right now after this, like the 4 conversations we had.
Let's do it.
A time travel movie needs to be made again. We got Back to the Future. I feel like we need a new one.
I agree with that. I feel like you guys aren't paying attention. Like, I feel like there's too much internet and too modern day shit. Like, to.
Well, I hate when, like, the internet is looped in on, like,
oh my God,
and shows.
Like, in, like, a TV like, show.
Well, it's like if it's extremely, like, poorly looped in.
I agree.
You gotta get. I honestly think they need, like, a group of, like, 20 teens to just.
That's why I feel like. That's why I feel like I like movies that are set based when, like, either, like, all the fucking power's out, like, all cell service. Or like before, no, just like or like force, in the '90s or something, so that I don't because the, I don't like yeah. have to worry about there being like FaceTime calls.
I agree.
Ugh, corny.
Forced God. Inclusion of social media in TV shows is like ruining
the
them.
Worst.
Like actually, just ruining them. There's an example that I could bring up that I forget what it was, but it was so bad the other day. I think the Talk to Me movie. They looped in Snapchat really well.
Yeah. Yeah, they had like Snapchat memories.
Yeah, like the girl was like upset one night and she was like in her room and she was like scrolling through Snapchat memories and like got upset. And it's like, oh, that's actually a good idea of like what the average teenager would like do. So like
have on their phone.
Yeah. But it's not like, oh, did you check out like.
They also had the little kid watching the Sidemen, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was wild.
They had them watching their YouTube video, which was nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, the worst isn't like they're like walking through the hallways at school and like one of the girls will go to the other school. But did you see Tommy's new video? It's going viral.
And it's like it's like fake numbers. Then it's like so obviously like
it's going viral in the school. Everybody's talking about it.
Oh my God, no! It's actually a nightmare. It's actually the worst. I hate like that's actually one of my biggest.
But it's a lot of
it can easily ruin a lot the
of,
show. Completely.
Yeah, but it's also like a lot of kids nowadays like relate to wanting to go. Like internet viral and like making a viral TikTok.
Yes, that's why but it's like,
but like the forced inclusion of it is horrible.
It's so terrible.
Horrible.
I remember wanting to go TikTok viral so bad.
Bro, I remember conversations with like other kids and they were like, I'm going to be a YouTuber one day. And we were both like 12. It's like, I am. Sorry, that sounded crazy.
No, bro. That's
no, but like, I remember conversations. Do you remember having those conversations?
I remember
too?
Shutting my notifications off one day because of, I was getting so many.
Ooh.
No,
Ooh.
No, I remember. And I was like, and that was the day I was like, wow, like damn.
No, I remember seeing Vines and being like, oh, I'll do this for sure at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Vine was when I was like, oh, I'm like definitely thinking.
Vines, I wish I didn't do. Oh, if people find those, I'm gonna cry.
Guys,
yes.
We basically manifested time travel.
What?
By us saying we were YouTubers, then doing it basically became. I think manifestation is a version of time travel. You just can't actually jump to times. You can just predict.
It's like your future self telling your past self what you should dream of because it knows that it comes true.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. See, you want to know what? I think that manifestation is like real, but I also think like. People be manifesting things that just like is whack. Like you're just
don't
weird.
Be a negative manifester.
No, not being a negative
manifester.
That's not being negative about it, but more of like people are like, oh, I'm manifesting that I get like free Starbucks next week. Like, no, manifest big picture.
You can't manifest. You know what I mean? You can't also, it's like the same way when the genie came out of the lamp, he was like, oh, you can't wish for some of these things.
Yeah.
Cause it's like you cannot do that. Like you can't manifest about someone else.
Guys, no. I'm like really thinking of something. I'm going to manifest getting it soon. Try to guess what I'm thinking of.
Pepsi.
Nope. Oh. Close. It's a drink.
Soda.
Nope.
I have no idea. Lemonade. I don't care.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Okay.
Astral projection.
Astral world?
A more modernized way to travel is through astral projection.
Change.
A way to leave your body through deep meditation.
What?
Freaks me out.
Through a technique called hemisync. You use sound waves to sync left and right hemispheres of your brain, causing your body to relax and the energy of your heart to match the frequency of the earth, causing your consciousness to no longer be limited to the physical dimensions. CIA documents have proven this to be true through recently leaked case studies. What?
No, I believe that. I believe that.
Hold on. That.
It's hey, like when 11 no. runs the water. That's being my fan noise
what's
so I can
movie
sleep.
With the, what's the movie with the red...
Oh, I just got chills.
What's the movie with the red devil guy and then they have to fight in like his brain? And it's like Conjuring? Is it? Is
Insidious?
That
the red
is that
door?
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it is?
Insidious? I don't know.
The guy has to do that. He has to astral project whatever into like the... Where the devil is, and he has to fight
that them. Right
Remember?
There.
When the guy's like, oh in my the chair, God. And then he like floats up, whatever, and like he sees himself. First of all, if I have to just make this blanket statement, if I ever become like, so if I like meditate too hard and I see myself,
I or like, that.
What?
I've done that, but when I, swear on my life, I saw. Myself when I got hit in the head with the golf club.
Oh no, I remember that.
Like when I got hit in the head with the golf club.
That was weird though, because you just like I think we talked about this on the injury podcast that we did.
We probably did.
But when Matt got hit by the golf club, he was having dreams and like telling us shit that he wasn't even a part of.
I wasn't
so
there.
So weird.
I swear on everything. Like it's crazy how movies are actually really good at like getting like real life situations and shit like that. Because I swear on everything I love, I saw everything from like 40, like it felt like I was standing on top of a drone 40 feet in the sky looking down at everything and I saw myself lying down in my hospital bed.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And it, see, like, if I ever, like, meditated or got, like, hypnotized or, like, couldn't be, like, oh, I'd be, that's, like, my biggest fear.
That's literally,
that's actually probably my biggest fear. Like, have you ever seen, the Get Out movie?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the viewers. Have you ever seen Get Out? And, like, when he goes to the sunken place and he's like this. And his body's there, but he's like lowering.
Yeah.
I never want to experience life again after something like that. Like I'd literally be devastated. I'm so for
what
real.
Is,
I
know. No,
I'd be like, get me out of this. And I hate that this
get
is
out.
Real.
Wow. I like it. Good reference.
Like
oh
where your brain can just no longer tell your body.
That's like why I don't like drink and smoke at all.
Stranger
or do
things-
anything like drug related. Because one of my biggest fears is not being in full capability of my body. Like I'm moving. Like if I like was like not.
This guy just test out his body.
No, like for real. Like if eyes. I like that's actually my biggest reason. And why.
I'm gonna hire a hypnotist to come to the house.
Nick, and I would literally
while Chris is
like that.
While Chris is asleep, I'm gonna have them get your brain ready. And right when you wake up, they're gonna like look at you in the eyes and go, and then you're just gonna boom.
There's no sleep.
Oh my God, I'm gonna do that.
Nope. That's literally actually why I think I started playing a fan noise to sleep for like the past year and a half ish, and I genuinely have been able to fall asleep 10 times faster than I ever have in my entire life. And it's because my brain is just so focused on the sound and that's it, that I genuinely think it's just
white
like,
noise is a blessing. I will say
it's, no, it it's really amazing. Is. Like, I genuinely believe, I feel like 11 in Stranger Things when like the fucking, when she
dude,
runs
that's
the
another show where they,
I want to try that. Can we do that for a YouTube video?
Meditate?
No. When she gets like a kiddie pool and tons of salt and floats like that.
Okay.
And blindfolds. Can we do that for a YouTube video? Becoming
you just said
11.
You don't want to.
No, I'm not going to like hypnotize and go into a sunk place, whatever. I just want to like.
Me and Matt.
Like the whole point of the thing in Stranger Things. What? Listen, float in water. The whole thing Stranger Things and like that whole thing is she fills up the water with enough salt to where her body's just laying flat. Like it feels like strange. Like, and I really, Stranger Things reference.
But I want to know what the reference is.
I want to actually do that. Like we can watch it again, write down like the notes. Like it's like body weight and mass to the how much
okay,
water.
Okay.
I'm trying that for a YouTube video. Guaranteed. Write it down.
You know, they used such a big pool because of the fact that they had to put so much salt and water.
Yes, we'll do it.
We do not have access to all
Nick,
that.
We have and limited access to whatever we want. Dreams come true. I'm manifesting it.
All I'm gonna say
like
is
actually no. Wait, I was gonna
I
say
I think like the mind control aspect of things and like all that stuff is way more believable and actually could be done than time traveling.
I fully agree.
Like, do you think a time traveler would get spotted if they wore vintage clothes before they time traveled? Like, if they went to like a thrift store and it was like clothes from the 80s and they got like an outfit and then time traveled to like the 80s, do you think it'd be like, oh my God, this guy's just really hip?
No, because it's old. Imagine I'm dropping. No, this is for real. Because you said vintage. Nick, if he bought something from the 80s and then time traveled to the 80s, it's an 80s shirt, but he got it, obtained it in the 2000s. So it's a 20-year-old shirt. So it would look washed. Like, say this. Say, listen to me. Say I was dropping Fresh Love shit, right? And it's brand new. And then someone time traveled to our current day. Right. And grabbed it and then time traveled back into the future, it's going to have that like wear and tear. And I'd be like, wait, I just dropped that. Like, how is it old? Like, that doesn't exist. Like a retro version of that. You know what I mean?
Like, it's going to be like,
wait, I'm saying, like, say the guy you were just talking about in this fake scenario, it's right? Gonna be say aged. He buys like a marathon shirt.
And do they
like
give you
aged vintage tee? And then he time travels to the day of the marathon. Everyone has like their bright, new, fresh marathon shirt on it. He's just like 20 years old, washed up. The print on it is cracked. They'd be like, what the fuck?
How okay, does this look like you, it got? Do they give you time travel your clothes? Like,
No.
As you are.
No, but I'm saying if your clothes didn't exist, would you be naked?
No. Nick.
So you're
bringing.
If I fucking time traveled and hugged a jar of pennies, I'd wake up with the jar of pennies wherever I am.
Okay,
like, that's how I think of it.
Okay, so it's like whatever you have on your being.
Yes,
correct. This
I understand. That's why they always bring the watch, and they're just like,
yes, no, like what time? Oh,
but vintage clothes are also way better quality. That like if you brought like a graphic tee that someone had.
If I could time travel, I'd never trust a clock again. Make that known.
You would never trust the clock.
Nope.
Your relationship with the clock would completely change.
Fully change.
How would you tell time?
Because here's the thing. Say I had a
watch on. Chris, look at the sun and be like, it's 7:45.
No, listen. Say I had a watch on, right? And it like said the right time of like right now. And then I time travel to the past and I checked my like what time it was. I'd be like, what if the time travel motion like threw off this clock? And then say I went and I asked someone like, yo, what time is it? And it didn't match up with this. Then I wouldn't even know what time to believe it is anymore. And then I'd just never trust the clock again. Like I'd just be floating my own way. Like
I feel like it's a really easy solution. It's like once you time travel, you just ask, hey, what's the current time where we're at?
And then, but then what if you time travel from there and then it's a new current time and then a new current time? Like if new current time can just alter that much by your time traveling, I don't buy it. Just saying.
Well, it's also just
I would never trust the clock again.
It's also crazy to me that we have such a perfect system in the world of like time that I could be
definitely
like,
flawed by like, a minute or two.
November 14th, 2007 at 7:35 p.m. I was doing something.
No, because it's definitely flawed. And I've noticed this morning, actually. You
don't know. Okay. I'm being for real.
I slept with Nick last night in his room. And me and Nick both had an alarm for 2 o'clock today to wake up. Or no, oh, 1.
Yours and off.
Mine always goes off before Nick. My phone is like a minute ahead of Nick. Every time. Have you noticed that?
That is true.
Every single time I ever set an alarm near Nick, mine goes off. And then like 15 seconds later, his
mine goes off.
So there's. I just don't trust clocks right now. I just made that shit known. Like. I don't like clocks.
You can't travel anymore.
If you actually wait, I have something else to say, but you can go first.
If you were to time travel back to the year 2000, what would you bring to be like?
Nothing. I'd
take
be
a look at this.
Are you too black?
Like
we weren't even born, Nick. That means nothing.
No, you're just trying to go back and show like people of the 2000s, like. Take a look at this. Like this is
an Apple Watch.
This is what's gonna happen.
They shit their fucking pants.
A flat screen TV. Or no, the big screen at SoFi Stadium. I'd just take that.
Okay. I'm talking handheld.
And I'd say, look at this.
Okay. I think I'd bring
it surrounds me. And then I'd hook it up to play some crazy animation as I'm dead in the center of it. And then it's just mobs of people surrounding this big SoFi Stadium screen. And I'd say, behold, feast your eyes on this. And then I'd make it all black, like it's off. And then turn it on bright white and it beams everyone. They're like, what? And they think it's like this big, like solar system thing, like just a white lights
Chris,
everywhere.
It's the year 2000, by the way. So it's not that far.
Nick, if you took the SoFi Stadium big screen thing to the year 2000, I'd drop bring some two jaws.
Things. I'd bring two things.
What?
One, a Grimace shake.
Ugh, gross.
I'd show them a Grimace shake. And then the other thing I show them is.
I'd bring a current day McRib to compare to theirs.
I'm so
bring
mad
a Tesla Model X.
Go ahead, Chris.
That's a good answer, actually.
Thanks.
I'd bring the Cybertruck.
Okay.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh my God. I have this theory and I made it up personally, I think.
Probably.
Shut up.
Good bet.
Remember when we were in Laguna Beach, like that first time we ever went and it was that nice little, we vlogged there.
Only been there once.
Yes. El Casa del Camino.
Yes. And we went there, right? Yep. And then we went there and then I was on a late night walk. I don't think you came. I think it was just me and Nick.
Oh, yeah.
No, I went on a late night.
No, you weren't with us.
Why did me and you and Maddie go on a late night walk without him?
You didn't.
We did. Jack in the Box. He walked through the drive-thru.
Oh, I didn't want to get out.
No, Chris is taking a shit, and there was a Jack in the Box right next drive-thru, door. And yeah. we tried to walk through the drive-thru, and the guy wouldn't let us. And the Jack in the Box was right at the corner. Yeah,
and I know I didn't want to go, and I was like, get me churros.
Yes,
I
remember that. But me and Chris were walking separately.
Correct.
We just be doing time. That. Like,
yes.
Yes, me and Nick walked. And remember?
My, yes, I know.
The year ago say. Thing?
Yeah.
Basically, I... have this has actually happened to me once, and then I googled it and shit because I thought I was going crazy, and it actually happens to other people as well.
So you didn't come up with it?
I think I am the founder of it. Like, I should name it. I should
no,
name
Chris
it.
Has
because other people aren't relating to this specific scenario, but it doesn't really have a thing yet. Like, it's not titled.
Like, Chris so had titled. Chris had this experience, and he googled it and found out that other people have the same experience.
All right, so name it after your story.
Basically, I think that if you walk somewhere. And you go to somewhere where you were a year ago at the exact same time, right? So, like, say I was at, like, a gas station, right? And then a year later, say I was at a gas station at 2 a.m. in 2022. In 2023, if I went to that exact gas station at midnight again at the exact same time, or 2 a.m., whatever I just said, and you stand, like, further away, like, very far away, and you, like, look at where you were a year ago and you concentrate hard, you can see yourself there.
He was telling me about this on the walk.
For a quick glimpse. Like,
that was
like,
your first time in Laguna. Crazy.
No, but he was telling
I was telling him about this scenario. Experience I had a week prior.
Oh, you were just there.
It was okay, the conversation. Yes. Laguna has nothing to do with this.
Yes. Like, it has to be a specific place as well, because nobody ever said it happened like in their home or anywhere like where you always are. It has to be like a unique place. Mm. So like mostly a lot of people were saying that like during traditions and whatnot, like they experience it because yes. So basically, if you go somewhere that's like kind of out of the ordinary in the exact same time a year later and you concentrate at like where you
damn,
were,
I lucky believe
and
that.
You like look, then for a quick second, you could like see yourself from like a third person perspective, like for like a quick second.
I think that's just flat, like going back in your memories and being like dazed in thought.
But everyone,
people are like, oh, it doesn't happen in my home because you have so many memories in your house. If you go on like a fucking family trip to Nebraska every single year and you go to the same fucking putt-putt course every single time,
yeah.
And you go to like start and be like, wow, do you remember when we were here when we were kids? And you like look over there and you remember a memory that you had right there. You can like see yourself doing it. That's all that is.
I need to come up with a name of it, though, if I invented that shit.
Come up with the name.
You did not invent it.
Shut up! It doesn't have a title yet.
Think
guys,
about it.
I have shit really bad.
Okay.
Well, we're literally almost done, so I don't know why you can't just
all right,
wait.
Well, let's finalize our thoughts on this. Matt, what's, like, your overall beliefs in just, like, time travel and universes and stuff?
Man, it's still up in the air. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Nick?
I believe it. I've always been a believer. I think someone out there just got full control of everything. Like, there's like a timekeeper.
Oh my God, that's me. I call dibs on being the timekeeper.
You're not the timekeeper, kid. You are not the timekeeper.
I just think that, like, the world and there's, like, and that we live on has so much power and, like, so much, like, things that are just, like, unknown right now.
Energy cannot be killed.
I just think there's so much shit going on that we just have no idea about. Oh my God, it's so weird, bro. The FBI
it's so terrifying. I actually get scared talking about shit like this.
I agree.
Because I know there's someone out there that got the answers.
And they want to kill us
right always
now.
Listening. These phones. They are, swear to God.
They are.
All right, wait. Let's try to time travel and predict the score of the Celtics game. What do you guys think?
I already said they're going to win by 8 today.
Actually?
Yes.
What's the score?
They're up by 1 with 5 minutes left.
They're going to win by 8 today. We'll see.
All right, guys, if they win by 8, then we have to do something crazy for, like, the posting of this podcast. Like, I don't know what we have
to do. I called that 20 minutes ago. Or
okay,
50 minutes ago.
If they win by 8, I'm going to freak out.
58 minutes
and
37 seconds ago.
But, yeah, that was today's podcast. I am a firm believer in all that shit, bro.
Me too.
Me too.
Like, everything.
Low-key kind of.
I really want to rewatch Back to the Future.
You can't say you're kind of a firm believer.
Kind of a believer. I don't know.
All right, guys, we will talk to you guys next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you for watching.
Can we,
listening.
What was I going to say? Can we rewatch some time travel stuff?
Yeah.
We're going to go do that right now. So we'll see y'all.
I have to use the bathroom
in a week.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Peace and love.
Good episode.
Yippee. Hooray. Yippee. Hooray.